USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document. The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The on-again, off-again talks with the Taliban are back on. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Reports are the Taliban wants to implement a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. troops and will reduce violence with Afghan forces if it can reach a deal with U.S. negotiators in talks that are underway now in Qatar between the U.S. and the militant group in an effort to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. And a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter on Friday, the talks have been useful so far, though the State Department has not commented on them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least one person has died and another seriously injured at an avalanche in Northern California. The search was ended with officials saying they do not believe there were any more victims. The avalanche occurred after a storm dumped over 25 inches of snow at the top of the resort. One male skier died and a second male skier sustained serious lower body injuries and was taken to a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The head of the organization behind the Grammy Awards was placed on leave 10 days before the 62nd edition of the ceremony. Deborah Dugan, who took helm of the Recording Academy in August, was placed on administrative leave after a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the organization. The Academy's Board of Trustees has retained two independent third-party investigators to look into the allegations. A Michigan man said the ottoman for a couch he purchased from a secondhand store felt a bit uncomfortable, but little did he know that's because it was stuffed with $43,000 in cash. Howard Kirby bought the couch and other furniture at the Habitat for Humanity Restore about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for $70. He said he put the piece of furniture in his man cave, but something felt off as the foot cushion seemed kind of hard. Kirby's daughter-in-law opened up the piece of furniture to get to the bottom of it and found a box containing just over $43,000 in cash. Kirby said his initial reaction was to keep the cash, and he even contacted a lawyer who told him he had the legal right to hold on to it, but Kirby's faith made him look for the original owner of the couch. He tracked down the person who donated the furniture, a woman named Kim Faith Newberry. Faith Newberry said the couch belonged to her grandfather, who was frugal and always paid for things in cash. Habitat for Humanity called Kirby a Habitat hero for returning the money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.